All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Power Rangers, so let's get started. We're going to do three books today. Chapter 11. No horror comics this time, guys. I'm sorry, I just had to do some special reads for my other channels, and I am wore out. I don't have it after this, so that's all we got. We were so worried, Jason. Oh my god. Are you okay? We should bring you to the doctor. No, I'm fine, guys. Really, it was just really bad luck. We got stuck on the other side of the bay. And, you know, they blocked the whole thing off and there was totally no cell reception. But it's okay now. We're all okay. I went into Tommy's room and he wasn't there. But I didn't know he'd even gone out. He has a new group of friends. But they say they lost track of Billy earlier in the night. They don't know where he and Tommy ended up. He has to be safe, please. Wherever he is. Welcome to historic Angel Grove, capital of the new Power Coalition, and final Earth home to Empress Rita Repulsa, who brought order and structure to the world through her destruction of Zordon and his minions. The time is now 8 p.m., all museums are now closed and curfew is officially in effect. All citizens are to return to their homes immediately. And by order of Lord Drakon, are urged to enjoy a pleasant evening. I have so many questions. Understandably, I'd say. I mean, what happened? What is all this? It would certainly appear to be Angel Grove, but when and what version, we have no idea. I don't follow. Well, if this is Angel Grove, it's not the Angel Grove we know. So to me, and this is just based on popular time travel theories, the question becomes, did the Black Dragon transport us to an alternate timeline? Or is this our timeline's future? Oh, or it could be both. But until we figure out when we are, we should try not to draw too much attention. Hey, you two! Can't you hear? It's after curfew! Yes, well, give me some IDs. Come on. Look, we're not from around here. We took a wrong train, and if you could just let us off with a warning, we'll be on your way. Promise. We'll be on our way. Promise. Where did you get that? On your knees, both of you, right? Ugh! Come on! Alpha alert! Suspects on foot in Sector 2, armed and dangerous, all sentries engage! Do you know where we're going? We're right by Washington Circle, which means Angel Grove High is right over... Right. Alternate timeline. Or the future. Either way, we'll have to figure out another... Finster Memorial Correctional Facility, molding the minds of tomorrow. This is your last warning! Ah! Kush! Alright, looks like we're getting wet. To Tommy, that's a steep drop! I like our odds better there than here! Alert Lord Drakon. He'll want to know about this. Come on, I've got you! Now what? Now, we find out just how different this place really is. Explain what happened. Explain how the Blue Ranger escaped from here. He had a secondary teleportation device. Clearly the Black Dragon did not find it when he searched him. I tried to stop the Blue Ranger, but I could do nothing. And what of the Black Dragon, my Empress?
He's gone for now, but his involvement has been most useful. The Rangers are up against the ropes. We need to strike again, not back down.
And you have come here because...
I would offer you a chance to redeem yourself, if you're interested.
It would be my honor, Empress.
You have to look at it all in the right context. Or, at least that's what finally cracked it for me. Like I said before we moved the Black Dragon debris to the pocket dimension, I thought there were parts that looked a lot like pieces from the Dragonzord, which got me diving into the rest of this, and helped uncover the remote control piloting system.
You mean someone else was controlling the Black Dragon?
I think so, yeah, but that's not the only thing I found. So I pulled notes and pictures from when I went through the Dragon's Orb with Billy, and that's when I realized this piece, the central processor. It's actually identical. So whoever built the Black Dragon copied the Dragon's Orb. No, I mean it's the same processor, the exact same, which is actually impossible, unless the Black Dragon is built from the Dragon's Orb. So if I'm following your line of thinking, you're saying that the Black Dragon, the portal, everything about all this, it's not from another world. It's somehow from ours. Okay, but that's crazy, right? Like, is time travel even possible? Hey, it's no weirder than power coins and giant dinosaurs. Point taken. So, if that turns out to be the case, then the real question becomes, who actually built this thing? I'd say this would definitely rate as different. Yeah. Wow, the Thunderzords. Look at the damage on each of these Zords. I can only imagine what the battle was like. Oh, it was a vicious battle indeed. Did you... Oh, I heard it. It came from down there. Hello, is anyone there? Tommy Oliver and Billy Cranston, but not the Tommy and Billy that I know. Who are you? Oh, for that, Mr. Oliver, you'll have to come see for yourself. Tommy, we don't know what this is. It could be a trap. He knows us, Billy, and he's practically under the command center. You can stay here, but I'm taking the risk. Well navigated, Tommy. Now then, if you just continue to your right, we'll be face to face in no time. How do you know who I am? A complicated question, that one, but one I will provide an answer for just as soon as you get me out of here. This thing is huge. There's no way I'm prying it loose. Well, that's unfortunate. Then I suppose your answers will have to come from elsewhere. All right. Let's see. Ah! Oh, you're so close. I can almost see the light. Ah, yes. I can see. What the? Not quite what you were expecting? No, I can pretty much say I was not expecting to find a talking sword. That's probably because I'm the only one. You may call me Saba. How's it, going down? Oh, no. Billy! Billy, get down! We mustn't stay here. What is that? No time, Billy Cranston. You must move south before... Tommy Oliver, Billy Cranston, congratulations to you both. You made it. I, Lord Draken, welcome you to a better world, my world. Unfortunately, your time here is going to be brief. I guess you're the leader, huh? Well, I got news for you. If you think we're going to just lay down for you, you've got no idea who you're dealing with. Sure I do, Tommy. After all, you're nothing more than my lesser self. Chapter 12. Well, I suppose we can rule out modern day from the equation. You're not me. No, I'm not. I'm a better you. Take them to the ship and lock them up. Leave the saber for me. Finally, after all these years, he will be mine. I'm sorry, Lord Draken, but we had slightly different plans for the evening. Rumble. What is that? Mute the saber. He's trying to call. Gah! Oh, wow. Grrr! Man the cannons. Tear it to the ground. Rawr! Quickly, gentlemen, this way. Where are you leading us? These Zords all look destroyed. True, Billy Cranston, but looks can be deceiving. Oh, wow. Will it fly? Oh, yes, the Falcon Zord will certainly fly. Scree! Tommy Oliver and Billy Cranston are resilient. Anyone who knows them can attest to that. As many of you probably know by now, they've been missing since the Dragon Zord attack in San Francisco. We don't know where they are or what's happened to them. We're urging everyone to keep their eyes and ears open. If you know anything, if you hear anything about where they could be, please, we just want our babies back. He's here! Hey everyone, look! Goldar's back! Welcome, it's so good to see you! And so good of you, Empress, to return dear Goldar. Be quiet, you dolt! Yes, Empress, apologies! As you can see, the Black Dragon's initial efforts bore quite the assortment of fruit. We may no longer have their Zords, but we do have their home. The old Sage is gone, as are Tommy and Billy, both relegated to the Black Dragon's world. The Rangers are at their weakest. Now is the time to strike again, to continue applying pressure to break them. Finster! Yes, Empress! To the previous point, I've begun a massive sculpting effort, perhaps my most ambitious and inspired yet. Unfortunately, there are things I still require, things only you can provide.
I don't understand. What exactly are you making?
Oh, Goldar, a better you. Where are we? Significantly north, I'd say. Precisely, Billy Cranston. So we're just stopping here? Unfortunately, the Falcon Zord has been dormant for many years. Its fuel cells have grown weak. It will require a night's charge from a solid geothermal source. That said, we are almost where we need to be. The Falcon Zord will cloak us and give us shelter tonight. Then in the morning, we'll begin our hike. Hike to where? An excellent question. I maintain my connection to the Morphin Grid, and as such, I have been able to ascertain that these woods are believed to belong to the Coinless, a resistance of sorts, united against Lord Drakon. I'm going to redo that sentence. I don't like how that worked. I maintain my connection to the Morphin Grid, and as such, I have been able to ascertain that these woods are believed to belong to the Coinless, a resistance of sorts united against Lord Drakon. They will be who we seek out and join forces with. Whoa. We're not just, joining up with anyone. I have to concur with Tommy. We don't really know anything about you, this Falcon Zord, or even this Earth. We appreciate what you did, saving us from, evil Tommy, for lack of a better term, but I think we need a better understanding of what exactly we've stumbled into here before we do anything else. Yeah, what he said. Understandable. Yes, I would imagine this is all quite overwhelming for you both. And while I would venture to guess that some elements of your world are the same as ours, many others are vastly different. How it is we arrived here is a story that requires an understanding of the world as it used to exist, and how it changed with the arrival of the Green Ranger. The Tommy Oliver of our world gained his powers in a very different manner from the rest of the Rangers. His came from Rita Repulsa, after she kidnapped and brainwashed him into leading her forces. That's how it happened to us, too, but once we destroyed the Sword of Darkness, Tommy was free. Yes, here once free, Tommy was able to make his own choice, and choose he did. Stay away from me. Tommy, wait! While Zordon stressed the importance of defending the world from the forces of chaos and destruction, Rita took a different approach. Her message was one of subversion, that the world needed to be blown up and remade, that she knew best for the people of Earth. And whether it was his disenchantment with the status quo, or the allure of more power, Tommy ultimately chose to stay loyal. Together, Rita and Tommy spent years working to liberate the people of Earth. Cities burned. Leaders gave in. Apologists made excuses. Well, she'll stop attacking us with giant monsters if we listen to her. I'm just saying we need to give her a chance. The more cities fell under her control, the more people normalized her rule and began to embrace it. Rita Repulsa rights wrongs. Let Rita rule. As Rita became emboldened by her growing supporters, her power grew, and she began plans for one final assault. And so, Zordon's last hope lay in a new power, one that came from all that was good in the world. If harnessed, it could create a Ranger stronger than any that had come before. Jason Scott was the logical choice, and so on the eve of what would be known as the Fall of the Rangers, he worked to harness the white light. Allies new and old came together. Powers were divided and a makeshift army formed, all the while the wolves gathered outside our door. Wow. Time was at a premium. The process had to be expedited. Before the war to end all wars reached us, unfortunately. We were not fast enough. Last chance, Jason. There's so many. Keep pushing. We gotta buy more time. Swear allegiance and you'll be spared. That's never gonna happen. Well, it was your choice. Now then,
about that new power.
What? What is he holding?
Oh no! And that
was the beginning of our end.
Jeez. So how do you fit into all this? I was designed to be a partner for the White Ranger, but as Jason fell, Zordon, in one of his final acts, took steps to ensure I would not fall into Tommy's hands. Now I am the last steward of Zordon, a failsafe, if you will, left behind in hibernation, only to be awoken by someone pure.
Which is who I knew you are. Excuse me, we'll try that one again.
Which is how I knew who you were. Clearly, there is powerful goodness in you both.
Well, at least in one of us.
Tommy, I know, I'm not him. This is some alternate world, alternate timeline, some alternate version of me. But it's still me. I mean, what if I just haven't turned into him yet?
Awful risky coming all the way out here.
Ugh! No!
To say nothing of reviving a dead Zord to get here.
So? Why don't you all explain who you really are?
One more book, guys. Obviously, ooh, it's not even a chapter here. From Here to Despair, written by Kyle Higgins, illustrated by Daniel Bylis, lettered by Ed Dukeshire.
The Desert of Despair. Ninjor, are you Ninjor?
That depends on who is seeking me.
My name is Jason Scott, and I come on behalf of Zordon of Eltar. Earth needs your help.
Earth, I can't say I'm overly familiar with any Earth.
Snap. Ah!
Convincing him to aid us may be a challenge, assuming, of course.
2 days ago, he actually exists.
But I thought Ninjor is the one who built the power coins.
According to legend, yes.
So you're sending me out there without knowing for sure?
These are desperate times, Jason. If we are to have any chance of defeating Rita and her growing forces, harnessing the white light is our only hope. Given more time, I might be able to harness it myself. But every day that passes, Rita and Drakon become more powerful. And so you must go to the Desert of Despair. If Ninjor exists, that is where he and his Temple of Power will be located.
So how do I find him?
The legend states that the Temple of Power does not stay in one location.
This is a map, found at the same time as the Power Coins. It will help you track what is believed to be the Morphin Grid energy signal that the Temple puts off.
And if he's real? Then you must find a way to convince him to join our cause. Or we risk the end of everything.
Ninjor, please, there's a great evil in our world, and you're our only hope.
You're back! Well, now I certainly appreciate your tenacity, but I am no one's only hope.
Snap!
Snap!
You can throw me out all you want, but I'm going to keep coming back, so how about you save us both a bunch of time and hear what I have to say?
Alright then, Red Ranger. Why do you believe Ninjor is your only hope?
Rita Repulsa used the Dragon Coin to build her own Ranger. They've been on a tear, conquering cities, turning the world to their cause.
Zordon believes in order to save the world, we need to harness the white light of good.
Ah! I cannot throw away the universe's best line of defense in a display of idealism. You do realize that your Earth isn't the only planet in the universe, and Rita isn't the only evil? This isn't the last time the side of good will need heroes.
What makes you think Drakon and Rita will remain on Earth if they get their hands on our power coins?
All the more reason for you to stay away from that fight if you're to lose it.
Is that what you imagined when you created the power coins? Is that the sort of heroes you wanted to use them? People who would just walk away when the going got tough?
Clearly you're determined. But if the white light is what you seek, then you will have to get its power coin yourself. And only if you're worthy will you be able to obtain it. Are you sure you want to try? Earth needs me to.
Ooh boy!
Roar!
Gah!
did it. I really did it. It's morphin' time!
You're back! Oh, empty-handed, I see. That is a shame. But the coin's protectors are quite powerful, and if you were not able to make it past them, then I suppose you're not worthy.
When I tried to use the power coin to morph, it disintegrated.
You actually reached the coin? No one has reached the coin.
There never was a real coin to begin with, was there?
The energy beasts aren't for the people who come here, are they? They're for you, to give you an excuse to keep the world at arm's length, so you don't have to get involved or let anyone in. I don't know what exactly happened to you, Ninjor, but you created the coin Zords and are a famed ninja master. You may be hiding away now, but you used to play a part for good. Now you sit in this temple pretending to be an arbiter of what it means to be good, but creating means for others to act so you never have to completely misses the point.
So stay here. We'll be out there in the world, acting, because you might have lost your way, but we haven't. You might be scared, but we aren't. We're the Power Rangers, and we'll always be exactly where we belong, between the oppressors and the oppressed, no matter the cost.
Jason, wait. Just because the white light does not exist, does not mean it cannot exist. The end.
Okay, so we've got another one, and again, we're not at an actual chapter yet. We're still in some side stories. I think we can cover this one, and then we'll be done. What time is it? Written by Myrid Scott. If I am butchering that, I'm sorry. Or Myrid. And illustrated by Daniel Bayless. And of course, lettered by Ed Dukeshire.
Ha! I call forth the power of magic mist. The other Power Rangers will play hide and seek with my putties while Goldar has the Green Ranger all on his own. We'll finally destroy those power geeks once and for all.
Now, that's the writing I remember.
You were never a match for me, Green Ranger. And now to finish you.
Not so fast, Goldar. Yeah! Gah! Gah! Power Rangers! We need help over here. Jason, we can't see a thing in this mist, and it's messing up the locators on our communicators. It's possible I can triangulate your location. I just require, a moment. Acquired it. The red and green range are roughly 160 meters in that direction. Which direction? I'm a little busy here. Make my monster grow! Approximately there. Got it.
A pair of teenagers will never defeat Goldar!
Get ready to roll, Tommy. No way will we get flattened by this creep. Don't worry, you guys. I've got you covered. Thanks, Trini. No problem, guys. Now call your Zords, quick! Krachoom! Rah! Hurry, Kimberly. The tensile strength of my power cables won't restrain Goldar for long. Krakow! Don't worry, Billy. Things are about to get more phenomenal. Snip! Gah! Kimberly, look out!
You dare shoot Goldar? Kinch! Pathetic humans! Krakow! Rawr! You cannot escape, Power Rangers!
Kimberly, no! You're the one who should think about running, Goldar. Why keep attacking our friend when you could just chill?
All your bluster is for nothing! We will soon rule the world!
Not if we can help it. Power Rangers, we need Megazord power now! Right!
Your Megazord will never stop Rita's most powerful warrior!
Not so fast, Goldar. Rita will never rule the world. You may have been able to hurt us when we were on our own, but together we're unstoppable.
Oop!
The end. Now that's what I remember. That brings me way back.
Alright, so we're still not there. We've got the ongoing adventures of Bulk and Skull. It is now on the hour, so we're going to go ahead and quit. Or on the half hour, but we're going to go ahead and quit. So we'll be bringing you some side stories. I know I'm probably not going to get a lot of hits with that because you guys want the main story. But they decided to diverge a little bit, and you never know. It might pick up back in the main story after maybe some more little funny side stories. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Power Rangers. And if I feel like it, you know, I'll try to bring you guys some more of the horror comics because I know they do pretty good, but they do take a lot out of me. So, all right, guys, I'm out.